All right, I'm here with Ariana. She is an alignment subconscious coach, and she helps teach female entrepreneurs to get in alignment with their body and mind so they can have a greater impact in their business and their relationships. Welcome to the podcast, Ariana. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your invitation. Thank you, Lorenzo.
You're welcome. I always like learning the backstory of people and how they got to, how did you become an alignment coach? Like, what made you decide that this is what I want to do, and how did you start off?
Well, I'm also a veterinary neurosurgeon, so I've studied neuroscience for a long time, and I'm still working as a neurosurgeon in operating brains. And then I went back to university 10 years ago, and I studied psychology because I was fascinating on human mind as well. And from there, I got passion with the subconscious, how the subconscious is working, and from, you know, neuroscience point of view and clinical, let's say. So I then enrolled in the Rapid Transformational Therapy program by Marisa Peer. She's really focused on working on subconscious level, and is a very rapid thing. So I like it because I tried on me. And from them, I really just called myself alignment because I felt that was just a second call for me. So, you know, at some point I really decided that I was just following this second call, helping other women to get alignment, listen to their body, listen to, and try to align their mind, their subconscious, with their body, for getting an impact in their life, in their relationships, and their business. Because I really believe that a business and relationships are just two sides of the same medal. So we can't focus on just business. Strategies are working if you let them work, if it makes sense.
yes, exactly. So you are a veterinary neurosurgeon.
Yes.
Crazy. And then you learned about the mind and the brain of humans, and then you went to the subconscious, and now you helped, because you learned about the subconscious, the alignment is the key piece. So that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, go ahead. Yeah, alignment means that sometimes we don't trust ourselves. We have a self-doubt that's impact in everything, emotionally, financially, in our relationship, in how we see ourselves, how we believe in what we think, we doubt our dreams, we doubt everything. So I'm really fascinated on this because I work on myself first. And I started from a body point of view because we were trying to conceive a baby and we couldn't for years. And there was no, you know, reasons medically. And at that point, I was already at the university, so I said, this is going to be something, you know, with my mind. And I actually enrolled in this program, and after 2 weeks, I was pregnant, and I had my baby, and she's 2 years now. So, for having tried on me and be a neuroscientist, I was like, what? I need to know everything now.
Wow.
And that was fascinating, and that was just the beginning, really, because then I trained with others, medical doctors, and more or less they are following the same, you know, coming from different countries or different experience, but there is a really strong belief that our mind is really controlling our body. And I feel as entrepreneurs, we are our brand, right? So if we don't believe in what we are doing, if we don't believe in relationship we are creating, if we have a doubt in everything, will impact in everything we do. So that's why I call myself alignment coach, because I really don't find any other word to explain myself. But our relationship is just, you know, a sort of lens of how we see ourselves. And I experienced as well in this way, because I was having so toxic relationship years ago until I really work on myself and found and I healed that original wound that was there. And until I didn't do that, I kept, you know, meeting the same type of men, and after 2 months, all the relationship were just stopping. You know, they were like a sort of pattern, repeating pattern, but I didn't know why. That was the beginning.
Wow. So how did you begin the healing process, or how did you even recognize that you needed the healing process? Like what did that beginning look like for you? Because many women can be in the situation where they get into the same relationship with men, or they don't believe in themselves or in their business, but it's really about them learning to have the self-awareness, like you said, and get alignment. So what was the, I guess, the awareness that you gained, and what can people look out for so that they know that that's the next step they have to do?
I think two things, really. One is that I was repeating the same pattern over and over. So from the relationship side, I was just meeting the same type of men. I was really attracted by that type of men, but it was toxic way, you know, self-sabotaging myself. So when you see that this is just not, you know, it's not a random stuff. It's coming and coming and over again. That makes I like, okay, must be something, right? Mm-hmm. And the second is that I wasn't happy. I wasn't feel that I was living 100%. I think I was like, you know, like when it's raining outside and you stay inside and you look outside, but you don't feel the rain. You don't feel anything. You're just inside. You are protecting yourself, but you're not even enjoying. So I had that that feeling that I was like safe in a sort of, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't enjoying. And I'm a very spiritual woman. I'm a Catholic, and I, you know, I never doubt the existence of fate or God, but I was struggling on praying as well. So I think that together is like a sort of, I felt myself that I was in a golden, you know, prison. Mm-hmm. Golden because from outside I was, you know, the most successful woman in my job. At age of 30, I was already international known, but was a prison, because from the relationship side, I was really stuck. So I think that was the, you know, repetitive pattern. If something is happening and happening again, and our business as well. I mean, in our business, we are sometimes just, you know, stuck, and we try to do things and we are stuck. And this is something that sometimes share the same root problem.
Right.
Because we are self-sabotaging, and well, we don't know that, right? But we know that we don't feel. This is something that is clear. If you're honest with yourself, you feel that everyone is leaving, everyone is building relationships, and maybe they are, you know, divorcing, whatever, but they are leaving. Instead, I was feeling that I was in my room, in a safe room, warm room, but I wasn't feeling anything.
So you were, this is how I'm interpreting it. So you were comfortable in your home and in your room and in the metaphor, but you didn't feel like you were actually living your life, and you didn't feel happy. You didn't feel excited. You didn't feel like enthusiastic about the day. You didn't feel, even though you were internationally known at the age of 30, you still didn't feel like you were being fully fulfilled in your life.
Yeah, exactly. I felt sometimes that I was, you know, feeling joy, but that sort of impact or purpose, I wasn't actually living that. And I saw people that they were, you know, not afraid to say I love you or you know, things like that. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna say that, right? And I remember once that I was living in Spain at that moment, and I was with this guy, and we went outside. I mean, we were for a weekend, so we rent, you know, went to a hotel, and I went for a shower, and there was in the mirror, in an Italian way, "I love you," but that was written in Italian, but we were in Spain, right? So it was different. Yeah. I didn't actually even thought that was for me. He was actually doing that before I was taking the shower. So when everything was warm, you know, the wet mirror, that sort of types appeared.
Right.
But when I saw it, I didn't even consider that was for me. And I actually went outside of the bathroom and said, "Oh, look at that. That's ridiculous, incredible. That's an Italian and we are in Spain." And he was like, "Okay, I'm enough." You know, this is what I mean when you don't even believe that you can deserve things.
Oh, wow.
So, and I actually didn't understand that until my friend, that she was a psychologist, said, "Hey, should I explain it to you? We are in Spain. It's written in Italian. What is the chance that you find, you know, something written in a mirror in Italian?" So yeah, so that's why I say sometimes we are not conscious that we are not, that we feel that we are not deserving love. We are feeling not, we are not deserving that relationship. Mm. I was one of them. And sometimes when I think about this, if I think now, I would say, "Oh my God, how could I do that?" But, yeah. Because when you change,
right,
you really change. I mean, the good of this is because when you change, you really cannot go back, right? You are completely another person. It's like, you know, try to collect the water of the shower that you took this morning. It's impossible. It's gone. So the good is that when you do change, it's permanently.
Mm. And then you can see, I feel like, that's an incredible story, by the way. That's
he left me anyway.
But yeah, whenever it's almost like this is how I see it. You're blind to certain things because of your beliefs and the stories that you have. And you, even though something is right in front of you in the mirror, holding it up, you can't even see. It doesn't even register in your mind or your brain that that's for you, and you're blind. And then now it's like, oh, I don't want to say like awakening, but opening your eyes and actually being able to see what's actually for you and what the opportunities are in business, what the opportunities are in your relationship, what the opportunities are for other parts of your life as well. And that's what this alignment coaching can actually do, gets you in alignment with your mind and your body so that you can actually open and see all these patterns that are right there in front of you. The results that you want are right there, possibly, or as soon as you turn your head, they're right there and you just can't even see them. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you're not familiar with some, you know, cuddles, let's say like that, some support from an emotional point of view because you didn't experience, then you don't know it. It's like if you see always black and someone show you a yellow spot, you say, "Well, I don't know what it is, right? I don't even know the name of this color." But when you learn what it is, and then you really understand how what's the difference. And our body is actually the same, because our mind works as like the personal assistant for us, right? The mind lives in the present. The mind doesn't know if what we are saying to ourselves is true or false, or if it was past or not. But we keep saying ourselves, "We are not good enough. We are, you know, this is not for me. This is not going to happen to me," in our relationship, in our business, because the wound is the same. We don't trust ourselves. We don't think that success will come to us. It doesn't really matter if success is from a business point of view or is a relationship. We just don't believe that. And although we consciously think that there is a reason, I can tell you that when I work on a subconscious level, 96% is never that reason because we are not even aware of some blueprints that we are keep going and is actually driving our life. So yeah, it's our body is just, you know, it's just telling us things. So when you don't lose weight, when you have pain in your body, when you cannot conceive, when you conceive but you cannot have the baby, when, you know, there's tons and tons and more science. I mean, I'm a vet, but I'm still a doctor. So I'm very fascinated on many diseases that we are more recently diagnosed with, like idiopathic, which means we don't know the reason.
Right.
How many autoimmune? And there is lots of in literature saying that our body, since a child, has experienced so much stress that we are not able to cope with this stress. And stress means lack of emotional support for a baby. Stress, and of course,
lack of emotional support for the baby.
Yeah, for a baby. Because if your baby is, you know, left screaming in the cot, no one is holding him, he really does need to be cuddles and milk, right?
Right.
So stress means huge lack of support for a baby.
Okay.
This is the only experience of a baby to right. have stress.
And you you brought up the blueprint, and mm-hmm. I did want to get into that. And you brought up 96% of what you do is unconscious or in your subconscious. 4% is what we think it is consciously, what we're aware of, right? So yeah. Can you explain how you even begin to dive into that, the unconscious and the subconscious mind, like what that actually looks like? Because it's, for me, to understand what the unconscious is, it's like, it's unconscious, you can't understand it. So you're telling me, I'm interested in that.
Yeah, the subconscious is a huge memory. And subconscious is recording, you know, 24 hours. It doesn't really matter if you're sleeping or if you're awake, and the subconscious is just a huge memory. And the good or bad of this memory is that it lives in the present. So, and it really try to do what it thinks you want it to do. So if you say, for example, to yourself every day, you have a pen in your, you know, in your arm, and then something happened and this pen dropped down, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, look at that. Your mind that is going to believe that, because it doesn't really know if it's good or not, if it's not, you know, if it's right or wrong. There's no judgment for the subconscious. It's just a sort of machine, let's say, like that. So if you know how to dialogue with your subconscious, you know that the mind will try to avoid pain. Because come from, you know, a very primitive mechanism. So if you associate pain to something, your mind will take it away from you or try to avoid this happening. So if you say to yourself, oh, I'm going to have an interview tomorrow, and, you know, I would rather die, what your mind will make is this happen. So you will be sick or you will be... So the words you say to yourself and the image that you create about you and your life is just the only thing that the mind has. If you change these words, if you change your image that you give to yourself, let's say, again, I'm not able to, you know, stay in any sort of relationship, whatever, then your mind will listen to it. But your subconscious goes much, much deeper, because when we are born, we were born 100% confident. If you have a baby like I have, you know that she's screaming at 2 a.m. for milk. She doesn't really, you know, understand. And she doesn't care if I'm going to be in theater in 2 hours or if, you know, she just wants that. But right. Something happened at some point that we stopped believing that we are 100% confident, because we didn't receive what we were supposed to receive. And And so from that point, we start to believe something. I'm not worthy of receiving. I'm not worthy to be seen. Everyone has a pain. But this is the blueprint that comes when we are 1-2 years old. And then we take, you know, this blueprint as the unique, the only experience that we have until we get an adult life and we are stuck in a situation that comes and comes and we don't know why, right? And I was telling myself, come on, I'm a good girl, I'm clever, I'm not bad, so why am I always dating this bloody man that they were like, you know, leaving me exactly when I was reaching the second month of our relationship. I was like, oh my God, why? Yeah. And of course, there was a reasons. There are always a reasons. But the reasons that we try to fix the end instead of fixing the beginning. When we try to fix the beginning, working on the roots of that, we will have a different end.
So we have to focus on the blueprint that happened when you were 0 to 2 years old, rather than just trying to focus on this guy in front of me that sucks.
Exactly.
Right. So we have to be able to be, we have to recognize the patterns, is what you said earlier. Recognize the patterns that you're in over and over again. Maybe you can't attract the clients you want. Maybe your business is stuck at a certain level. Maybe you are only getting a certain type of man attracted to you. And you see that pattern over and over and over, and you're like, wait a minute, I've already been through this before. Why am I doing this again? And I'm not happy with this. So I'm not getting the results that I actually want in money or relationships or happiness or anything. So then it all comes down to the blueprint that happened at 0 to 2. So then do we ask our parents, or like, how do we know what happened? Like, what's the process look like? Do you do this with clients, or like, what does this look like?
You know, it really depends. For example, if you have a money block, and this is neuroscience tell us that we experience what is our relationship with money from 0 to 7. So very early in our life, we experience what was money management and life toward money, right? So we may have, you know, parents fighting because whatever was the reasons, or they divorced, and we were like, you know, always listening to things like regarding money, and we come with this blueprint. I'd rather, you know, be poor, but not having that kind of experience with our marriage. Or you can experience that you are not worthy because your mom told you whatever is, you lost something and your mom told you, you know, you're bad. It's better not to give you anything because you don't worthy. So when we are kids, we are not adults, right? We are not able to process what the other adults is saying.
Right.
And sometimes we just believe that, or even worse, when we experience some trauma, some pain, kids usually they actually forgive, let's say like that, the parents, rather, and they actually think they are their responsibility what happened.
So the child can't understand that it's not their fault that their parents are getting divorced, and then they create a story
that yes,
messed up, or I'm not worth it, or I did something wrong, and then that doesn't go away until how forever?
No, this is going away with time if you work on yourself, or is driving your life. Because you know the brain of a man or a woman grows until we are 24. So it's really not possible that a child, even at 10 years, but more when they are very, very, you know, toddler age, they really cannot do any of these connections because they don't have that brain to do that. So we expect them to do that, but it's impossible. So they see themselves as everything works around them. So if something is good, it's because of them. But if something is wrong, it's because of them. And if you don't have, someone, mom or dad or both, ideally, that really explain you things, they don't understand. They think it's their fault. Even in the worst trauma or worst, abuse, they think they're their fault. And then they keep going with this. I had a client that she came for weight loss because she couldn't lose the weight. Although she was losing a little bit, she was regaining. So she tried many diets. And I immediately know that there was a pain under that, because if you don't let, your weight go, if you don't let these 10 kilos, 20 kilos more go, there must be a reason. There's always a reason. And when you fix that reason, everything is changing. It's like a wave around you. Everything changed. So working on subconscious, what I do is a mix of psychology and hypnosis. So hypnotherapy, which is not woo-woo, because as you can see, I'm very scientific, so I really hate magician or whatever it is. It's just a very relaxed state. You speak in a way, but you are conscious. And you have to be conscious because you have to be aware of what you're doing, because you actually remember things. You speak with me. I have clients that they just stop the session and need to wee. so it's completely... but this is one way, it's not the only one, but this is the way I use to work quickly to the subconscious. I don't spend, like talk therapies or psychotherapies years going every week. It just didn't really work with me, but it's effective. I'm not saying that, but to me, it didn't work because I was feeling even worse, always speak about this pain. I understood that my mind was just fixing on the pain. And and when I tried on myself because we were trying to conceive, I was just shocked.
Right.
Yeah.
So
of the results.
this is science. So
yes.
Talk about the brain, because you're a neurosurgeon, so you're into the science, I can tell. The brain of a child is not fully developed, so he can't process what's going on fully to understand why the parents are doing this or why they didn't get this gift or whatever it is.
Yep.
And then this blueprint gets programmed into their brain and their subconscious, and then it can run their life all the way up until whatever age without them even being aware that it's there, right? For that woman, she couldn't lose weight because of something that happened in the past, right? So what you do is you go in and you speak in a way that is like hypnotherapy that helps understand the subconscious and remove the block from her.
Yeah, the hypnotherapy is like at 20% of the sessions. So it's not, but it's the only way I find effective to go quickly. So in one session, in the most severe cases, three sessions, you got rid of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you work on the root cause. When you remove the root cause, you really upgrade the blueprint. And when you do that, then it's transformational, because you change it. You understand that was just, something that you got. You understood why you see these scenes, or just sometimes perceive feelings, but you understand that was just a kid interpreting things, and you cannot really relieve things. You can review things. It's not like a trauma that you relieving, and it's not scaring. It's just you can see like in a TV screen, something like that. But the good things in the mind is that you can upgrade anytime.
Anytime you want.
Yes.
Wow. So you're saying that this can be a block that you've had for 10 years. I've tried to lose weight. I've tried all the diets I've ever tried. I've tried to get business all these different ways. I can't make more than $5,000 a month. I can never make more than that. For 10 years, I've tried, and I can't make more than that. You're saying this can be gone within up to 3 sessions with the worst because you go into the root.
Yes, because there is a reason why you don't lose weight. And of course, it's not because you're eating badly or not making exercise, just there is a reason, and because either you need that weight or because you need to be punished for some reasons. So there is a deep reason. And until you don't know this, you won't be able to fix it. It's like, you know, when you have a pot full of mud and you try to clean it, you don't just, you know, scroll. You put water, good water, and wash it out. So you have to install new beliefs once you get rid of the old one. And it's fascinating, but it's not woo-woo. It's neuroscience, and more neuroscientific. I was, you know, for example, the mirror neurons. I don't know if you have by the way, he's an Italian neuroscientist. He's working US, but he's Italian. Mm-hmm. He's like 93 now. And he actually discovered that because when you make someone see something, when you make someone imagine that he's doing that, this pattern is actually activating inside your brain as you are doing that. So if I make myself believe or see or imagine that I'm doing something, the mind doesn't really know if it's real or if it's not. It will just align with that. And another thing is change the sort of pain and pleasure. So if you put a sort of idea of pain towards something, relationship, being visible, money, whatever, your mind will keep you away from that. So if I think that money is good consciously, but is evil, or money will make, you know, be alone and disconnected because people will reject you, people will think that you are doing a robbery, whatever it is, your belief, you will be away from money very, very quickly. I mean, you're not going to get, you know, lots of money. And this is the same with success, is the same with, and your body, that's the same, but the way your body is doing is actually creating diseases sometimes. Of course we have infection, and we have, you know, it's not always we have to be wise. It's not like everything now is just the mind, but kids that had experienced very stressed parents, they have 50% of chances to develop asthma.
Really?
And yeah, and what you give to an asthmatic people is hormones like steroids. They are mimicking, they are stress hormones. So what you're doing, you are giving stress hormones because your body doesn't have the ability to cope anymore. And this ability is because your body didn't even learn how to do that, because you got a stress situation when you were a kid.
Wow. So,
but this is not, this is science. I mean, this is just something that has been published in Harvard,
right,
in the US. So,
this is actual.
So there is a strong, strong link with our subconscious, our body, and of course, everything we create around doesn't really matter if they are relationship or business. So if you have an imposter syndrome in your business that you don't believe that you're good enough, you believe that there is, you know, like you are a fraud and someone will, at some point, will find out that you're not good enough. You may have imposter syndrome in your relationship, which is called relationship imposter syndromes. You may think that I'm not good enough for that woman. I'm not, you know, smart enough for her. I'm not. The same pattern comes out.
Right. So if I'm in that situation and I don't think I'm good enough to be with the woman that I'm dating or the man that I'm dating right now, or if I'm not good enough for that client who makes, is going to make this much money for us, I'm not good enough to receive that from them. What is the powerful belief that you're going to install? What is the opposite? What is the belief that I need to have? Or what are some common beliefs that you think are, will actually move you from the imposter syndrome, thinking I'm not good enough, I can't get it, I can't have this money, to I deserve this? What is that over here? What does that look like?
Well, I think there are different steps and different ways. One step is becoming aware. This is the first. And if you are, you know, a coach, then the first steps, it makes your client understand that that is the problem. Sometimes you, as me with a mirror, right? I actually didn't know. So the first is becoming aware. And when you become aware, you have like, okay, something, I need to fix that. Usually it's like that, but not always, because the second is the step that you have to take. You have to, you know, look for help. And sometimes people remain stuck in here because they think if they find out how to fix it and they fix it, they will lose something else. Mm. In a marriage, for example, you may have people that they don't actually look for help in the couple because they think that the psychologist or the therapist will just make them break down, you know, break their relationship. So they're so scared. So the second step is take action. So be aware and take action. And then from taking actions, you have different ways. But I always find that we need, because you know what, we are always doubting of everything, but then we are 100% sure that this is not gonna work. You know, we always say, you know, I'm doubting of myself, I'm doubting on my job, I'm doubting on what I dream, but I'm 100% sure that this is not gonna happen. So I always say to my clients, try to put the doubt where it should go, right? Because so if you doubt that it's not permanent, if you doubt something, you create a space, you create, you know, a possibility. So if you try to understand what if it's not gonna be always like that, what if I could really change that, what if, and you create that space that wasn't there before, you create that possibility, you create that, you know, time and space. And then work on the roots, on the subconscious. If you're working that way, you can work it unconsciously as well. It's just an approach, but you have to reach the roots, which is very painful sometimes, but you have to be brave, right? And also, I always have this, when I was studying psychology, that everyone was like, yeah, the mind is so difficult and you won't get it until, you know, you have to spend 20 years. What's the point to, you know, spend 20 years to fix something that I've been living for 20 or 30 years and now I'm 60, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know why they say that, but it's not true. You can actually do that. And yeah, there is some tough time potentially, but it's just amazing what you can reach and amazing, you know, the journey taking there.
Wow.
But you need to go to the root.
Yeah.
To the deep, deep reason of that.
Right. And that can be scary. And this is what I see happening. So.
But it's worth staying in that condition, right?
Right. So it's worth staying. And that's key right there. That's a key thing that's a little nuance. It's worse staying where you're at now than going back and healing the root.
Yeah, because when you heal the root, you're 100% sure that things are going better.
Mm.
If you're stuck, imagine what you are in 10 years, still stuck in that situation. and every one of us, you know, have a life and kids and everything. I was in that situation because I invested everything on my career. You know, I've been in US, in UK, I've been living in Spain. I know 4 languages. Amazing. Yes. Okay. But on the personal point of view, I was feeling that I was in my room and everyone else were just leaving and I was still stuck. So being stuck for 10 years, 20 years, I couldn't even imagine the pain.
Yeah. And that's way worse than just trying to go for it one time. Okay. So I want to ask you this. Now, if I've lived this way, I'm 26 years old right now, but if I've lived this way for most of my life and I don't feel like I was wrong, I don't want to feel like I was wrong most of my life. How do I get through? Is it just looking at the next 10 years, seeing the pain, or how do I get over that guilt that I feel? Because what you're saying, it seems like it's only 3 sessions. I'm just going to heal it. It's going to be okay. But how do I get over the guilt of me being, oh, I messed this up for the last 7 years of my life, 10 years, 20 years of my life. I've messed this up. And that's hard for me to look at. That's hard for me to understand and I can just heal it in 3 sessions with you. Like, how do I even think about that?
Well, you can heal as long as you believe that. I'm not doing any woo-woo or magician. So you heal as long as you feel that is possible for you. There's no one that can heal you if you don't want it or if you don't perceive that it's possible. The guilt side, this is part of the game, right? This is part of why we are stuck. And working on guilty is a good way to start. Because sometimes we are guilty, but it's not even our fault. So we are just used to feel guilty. We are familiar. So we can just move from that to something which is not familiar. So rephrase, change the words from guilty to stuck, maybe it's coming different, because if you're stuck, then you can move. But sometimes we feel guilty because it's just the way that we are familiar. If you understand that it's something that you have been sort of receiving, but it's not yours, that inner critic voice is not yours. And I still, you know, sometimes I ask my client, but I know that if you really feel and listen to that voice, you hear that that voice is not yours, not even the tone of your voice. And always comes out, oh yeah, really, it's my mom. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's my teacher. Oh yeah, it's my, you know, that. Because we don't have that belief. We are not born with that. This is 100% sure. And again, if you have a kid, if you have a newborn, you just realize, when I got my daughter, I just went, yes, that's true. Because she didn't even know things. So she was just confident that I was there for her. That every time she was crying, I was holding her. That every time she was asking, which is crying for a baby, I was giving her, I was nurturing her, not just milk and gone, right? Because I have business to do. So the big problem of this society is that we are not connected from an emotional point of view. We are not supporting each other truly, and kids are, you know, the first. And sometimes we like when we say, yeah, you're like your mom. You know, my daughter is like me, actually. But I always prefer that no one says to her in front of me, because I know that this will create a blueprint, which is good. But I don't want her to listen that she's like her mom. Although I'm good. No, you know, we are human, so we make mistakes. So I don't want her to just to listen that, yeah, you are like your mom, you are like your mom, you are like your mom. Because then your body will make it happen.
Wow. This is powerful stuff. This is interesting. I have a few questions left, just a couple, and then we'll go. We'll wrap this up. This has been incredibly valuable so far. I love it. I love this. The subconscious. It's so crazy. So this is the question I have. If you could only have two lessons that you learned in your life, two core lessons, and you had to restart your life from age 18 and go back, what if you had to delete all your memories, you had nothing else you've learned, no neuroscience, no degrees, no psychology, no rapid transformation, none of it. You don't know anything except these two things at 18 years old, 16 years old, when you're young, what would you choose to keep and be as your two core lessons for yourself? Two sentences, two verses, two mantras. What are those two core things that you would choose to keep?
Well, one is that you are unique and absolutely loved since ever, because I believe that we are loved and we have a purpose here in our life. We come through our parents, but we come from, you know, from God. This is what I believe. So our parents, they are making mistakes, but we are not coming from them. We are coming through them. And the second is always get help from the best. Learn from the best, because your mind will just, you know, learn from what is the experience. And I've done this in my, you know, in my professional. I think I really became good in a few years because I followed the best. But that was moving to US, moving back to UK. That was a little bit like, but I would say the suggestion is get help if you are struggling, but from the best.
Right.
Because otherwise it's wasting time.
Awesome. Awesome. Before I ask the last question, I want to acknowledge you for everything that you've done, all the things that you've done with neuroscience, with psychology and subconscious. I just want to appreciate you and say that you're doing amazing work. I want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lorenz. Thank you so much.
Where can anybody that's interested in working with you or talking to you, where can they find you? What do you want to send them?
Well, Facebook or Instagram, they can actually look in for Dr. Arianna Negrin. I will have, you know, my name in the website as well. So Facebook, Instagram, and website, they have the same name.
Dr. Arianna Negrin.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll set it up for you. We'll put it all down below. And my last question.
Thank you. Yep.
Last question is, what is your definition of true love?
True love. I like that. True love is purpose and freedom.
Short and sweet. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been so great to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.